With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nicolas Maduro pleading not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges Monday morning. He tells a judge in New York City, "I am innocent, I am not guilty." The leaders of Denmark and Greenland are urging President Trump to stop threatening to take over Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After announcing over the weekend that the U.S. would run Venezuela after removing its president, Donald Trump reiterated his wish to take control of Greenland. He told reporters, quote, "We need Greenland from a national security situation." Denmark's prime minister said a U.S. takeover makes absolutely no sense and that America has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secret Service holding a man in connection with vandalism at the Ohio home of Vice President J.D. Vance.
Secret Service agents say a man who broke the windows of Vice President Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage has been detained. Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. Vance's office says his family is back in Washington. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz ending his bid for a third term in office less than 4 months after announcing his reelection campaign. Walz said he can no longer devote the energy necessary to win another term and address the massive fraud scandal in his state. Flu infections surging over the holidays. Health officials say now it could be a far more severe season and likely to get even a lot worse. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Montana. Here's Michael Harrington.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, "Obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online, sharing podcasts and videos with biblical advice on some tough questions. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, some others simply do not. This is SRN News. Russia. Attacked by at Kyiv Medical Center, here's Charles de la Desma.
The State Emergency Service reported that 25 people have had to be evacuated from the medical facility that operated an inpatient ward. Video footage shows damage inside the facility and first responders evacuating an injured patient. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia used 165 drones overnight against Ukraine, adding our partners must remember that air defences are needed daily, funds for the production of interceptor drones are needed daily, and energy equipment is also needed.
Cubans have remained loyal to Venezuela, many in Cuba on Monday, questioning what the U.S. operation will mean for Havana. Cubans have been tormented by constant blackouts and a lot of shortages. Now many Cubans are hoping for a much brighter future. More details, srnnews.com.